Hey guys, thank you for listening to the Gig Economy Podcast. We really appreciate all the support. Real quick, sponsor hit, Irvine's Auto Repair and Grand Rapids Hybrid, the studio sponsor of the Gig Economy Podcast. We can't thank them enough for supporting us. You can find them on Stafford, just east of 44th Street. They are a woman-owned, veteran-owned company, and they are amazing. They have always helped me out with my maintenance and my repairs. You can reach them at 532-6600 or irvines.com. You guys, you got to get your car maintained, and they do the best at it. And everything's digital, which is great. Even if you go in for an oil change, they will send you pictures of things that they think might be a concern. And it's, you don't have to get them repaired then, but they're like, hey, you may want to take a look at this soon. So I can't thank them enough for, you know, taking the extra step to make sure that your car is safe and, you know, we don't, that they don't miss things and you don't miss things. So 532-6600 or irvines.com. And don't take my word for it. Go check out their Google reviews. I mean, it's close to 300 reviews and way above a 4.5. I think it's like a 4.8 or 4.9 average. And they always respond to positive and negative comments to make sure they can make things correct. Again, thank you to Irvine's Auto Repair and Grand Rapids Hybrid. A new sponsor for the Gig Economy Podcast is Oil Uber. So there's a question on how to say it. Oil Uber or Oil Uber? We had a good time with this on the podcast, on the live stream on Wednesday. So what is Oil Uber? Well, you probably figured it out. It has something to do with oil. They are on-demand oil change service. They are actually located out of Byron Center. What an idiot. Ann Arbor, Michigan. And yeah, what you do is you just say, hey, I need an oil change. And a notice goes out to a tech. And the tech goes to your house. And all you got to do is pop the hood. And they change your oil. And there's no contact. It's pretty great. Go to oiluber.com where you can sign up to be a customer or you can sign up to be a tech. A tech is kind of like the Gig Economy Podcast. Or the Gig Economy. You just drive around and you get a notification. Hey, there's someone that needs an oil change, and you have your tools with you. You go to AutoZone, you pick up the product. It's already been paid for. None of that comes out of your pocket. And after you complete the job, you get paid. And they're powered through Stripe, which is the same processor that Lyft uses. So they are looking in the area all over Michigan, but especially in Grand Rapids, techs and customers. Go to oiluber.com to sign up. Also, there's an ambassador program. So even if you're not a tech, you can still be an ambassador. What does that mean? So you create an ambassador account and get a code, and you share that code with your friend, and your friend gets the oil change, you get 10%. So, and synthetic oil change is $90, which is about what it is if you go anywhere like Valvoline or any of the other major chains. And when that, you know, when your friend gets his oil change, you get $9. So what a great deal. Again, oiluber.com. And then please follow them on their Facebook page. You can search Oil Uber. That's OILUBER. And please follow them on their Facebook page. We look forward to the relationship. Coming soon, they're going to offer jump starts. So basically, you can have a jump box if you're an Uber driver driving around, get a notification, so-and-so needs a jump. You just go over there, jump them, and leave. And you can do that and not be a tech, too. You can do either or. We can't thank them enough for believing in us, and we hope this relationship goes a long time. I know this is long-winded, and I apologize, but I appreciate everyone, and enjoy the show. Hi guys, welcome to the Gig Economy Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us this fine, beautiful evening. This studio is sponsored by Irvine's Auto Repair and Grand Rapids Hybrid, and we will talk about them a little bit later, but we do have a new sponsor tonight we'll get to in a little bit, and we're super excited about that. If you've looked in the rundown, you probably already know who it is, but we'll talk about them in a little bit.
It's gonna be cool.
We got Jesper and Pete and Sam in tonight, so What?
You're pointing at Pete when you say yes, Bert.
But you look down. I already pointed to you.
Oh, no.
I said yes for Pete and Sam.
Okay, whatever.
He's already bitching at me, y'all.
Yeah, I know. It's been like 30 seconds, so we're already arguing.
It's good.
Hey, if you guys could share this stream, we'd love you to watch on YouTube if you can. Subscribe, like it, hit the bell for notifications so you'll let you know each time we go live. And then, of course, you can share the Facebook stream. That would be great. Also, to get all the information about our site or our business or whatever you want the hell you want to call it, you want to go to the gigeconomy-podcast.com. Gigeconomy-podcast.com. Apparently, at some point, I said slash or something, and it confused us.
It's a hyphen, yep.
It's a hyphen, so it's gig economy
just had
hyphen.
To make it difficult.
Well, getting you know what? Here. The only
try and get the gigeconomypodcast.com without the hyphen, okay? It's like thousands of dollars.
No, it wasn't. We offered $100 that lady.
But she said no.
She said no, so she kept it.
CT Pusmas, who is that?
That is Chris from the group.
Chris says the cats suck.
Which Chris?
Chris Postumus from the GR
Silver
group.
Fox?
Yes.
Yes, Chris. Okay.
Silver Fox, sorry.
Silver Fox.
So, story since last podcast, I actually did drive, so I'm just going to say that I beat Jesper's ass, and he whined like
you
a little bitch.
You did not. Well, maybe in time. Okay, maybe.
So that night.
I didn't whine that much.
Yes, you did.
But then the next day I got all my tips and it was good.
Yeah, so.
I mean, honestly, after you being out for like 25 minutes, I just stopped listening to Telegram.
I'm not going to lie. So I talked to Jesper and I said, hey, Jesper, I'm going to post all the audio of you whining. And he said, you better not. And then he was like, then he got like dead serious. Like he was like, no. Do not post that. I was like,
don't
well,
do it.
I wasn't going to, but well, he did whine a lot.
You never know with you.
So that night I ran Grubhub and Uber, but did all Grubhub. And with Grubhub, it shows you the price up front, tip, right, and price included. So at the end of the night, I knew exactly how much I made. And Jesper was out maybe 2 hours more than me.
Well, I was out a total of 3 hours and 14 minutes. And I made...
You were out longer than that. You went out at like 5:15 and we're done at 9.
No, 3 hours and 14 minutes was about the episode.
Oh, okay.
And I made just shy of $50 when I was out there, but then I did make an additional $27 on tip next day. So,
well, that's not bad then.
No, it was okay. I mean, on average, about $22 an hour. So it was fine.
I mean, you would thought that, you know, he was making...
That was a weekend night too, right?
Friday night, I thought.
Friday night, yeah.
Wow.
He whined like he was making like 3 cents an hour. Like, this sucks. I'm never doing this again. This is just an experiment.
It
you mean
was
the
an
three
experiment.
Hours you've done food delivery ever in your life?
Hey, I did four deliveries before that.
Four?
Yeah.
Okay. Total.
You were doing Uber Eats, right?
Yeah, that's all.
I feel like I feel like Uber Eats is very like hit or miss.
Yeah.
Either you do well or you just don't because. Yeah.
Well, those are the two options.
Well, you could be like middle of the ground. Listen. This is our last week, right?
Yeah. Okay. But that is a good thing to bring up about the good or bad. You know, I told Jesper, he's like, yeah, I did this McDonald's order. I'm like, oh, problem one.
Problem yep. one.
You did a yes. McDonald's order.
You didn't go to the Michigan one, did you?
No. Okay. No, never in a million years.
So my tip for any new drivers out there is, don't go to fast food restaurants, the lower end fast food restaurants. You're not, do you really think someone's going to tip you $8-$10 for a order from McDonald's? It's not going
to
happen.
And I never got a tip from that, but it was,
of course
about,
you didn't.
It was only about 10 minutes. It took me to do that order.
Right.
So there's that, right? Where I lost most of my time was Panda out on 28th Street.
Okay.
They were just being idiots. They had closed the dining room. For some reason, they had a sign on the door. Dining room was closed. And so everybody had to go through the drive-thru.
So
and that took about 40 minutes.
I want to interject a little bit. I think any fast food restaurant, they've kind of gone on the way. If they have a drive-thru, they close their lobby.
Mm-hmm. No, but Panda didn't do that normally. Normally, you go inside and get the food in Panda. They had a note on the door.
How do you know that? You only been out one time.
Because they had a note on the door.
Oh, that it said we usually have it open, but we're closed tonight?
They say today the dining room is closed because of special circumstances.
Oh, okay. Well, then you definitely clarified it. Thank you.
I mean, yeah.
I didn't hear that.
But so. Yes, a lot of slow. A lot of like fast food places, they're just not keep open their dining rooms,
right?
Even for delivery drivers,
which is a bummer because if you got to take a leak or whatever, you know,
right?
Well, that's probably actually part of the point, is so they don't have to clean up after you.
Chris said that he made $151 in 4 hours Monday night.
Well, that's not just from food delivery.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Maybe that's all he does.
It was a joke.
Oh. Yeah, he did well.
I'm the only one. Anyone here?
It wasn't a funny joke.
But I'm
got him.
Last night? Last night. Okay. So is that all
you're gonna miss me?
Is that all your recap for your driving? Can you give any other insight? I mean, especially for someone that doesn't do it regularly.
So this is all brand new for me.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I think the biggest thing was just I mean, I think that was pretty much it. You know, I brought a hot bag out and, you know, used that, and
yeah,
it wasn't bad.
Actually. It wasn't as horrible as you thought it was going to be.
Not at all.
Because you were like standing firm that you were not going to do food delivery.
Well, the other, I mean, yes, I was. And food delivery only does the money. It gives me the money part. It doesn't doesn't cover the other part as to why I'm driving.
Yeah.
Right. I like the conversations and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it doesn't do that for me.
If you touch your mic again, I swear to God, I'm going to mute you.
But what was I going to say?
Mute him.
The Gig Economy Podcast will be back after a quick break.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
No, you're saying you're missing the companionship.
So I was missing that part
of riders.
Yes, exactly. Right. And so that's why it's really not that interesting to me.
Yeah.
But it was fine. What I did get, though, was the ability to go out and being out on the road with everybody else.
Yeah.
And so I got that companionship back, even though I was apparently bitching all the time. So I'm sorry. And nobody wanted to listen to me.
Clearly, Sam stopped listening to you. So it must have been a problem.
But definitely it was good to be back in the group because – I mean, I can listen in on the group from home, but it's just not as fun.
It's not the same.
It's not the same if you're not out, right?
You got me swearing. You can't listen on the speaker around your kids. I mean, it's just one of those things. So
my girl says, "Is that the guy who swears all the time?"
Well, did I ever tell you what Ben's kids said? They said something like that, but they're like, "How do you know Jason? Oh, he says the F word a lot." I was like, I felt really bad. I was like, that's how your kids know who I am? I'm like, man, I got to work on that.
But Julia, she knows to leave the room. Oh, there's not going to leave the room. She goes,
well, at least most of what I send that's bad is like imagery.
Yeah.
Innuendos.
Like GIFs.
Yeah.
I had that happen on a messenger group that I ended up having to mute the messenger group because it popped up on my phone. I mean, it was not just. It was more than racy. It was like M-A. And I was like, my daughter was like right next to me. I'm like, okay. Because when you mute the messenger, it just doesn't pop up. So you have to physically go in there to look at it. But I was like, oh, God, that was close.
Yeah.
Apparently Dennis says we're stupid. So I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't see that comment on Facebook. I don't see
the comments either. Yeah.
I don't know why you're getting it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not seeing.
No idea.
Maybe he blocked us all.
That could be. It could be. So, Sam, tell me your Big B story.
Oh, it was something special. I went through Big B to get a caramel apple cider the other day. And as I handed the girl my card, she stuck it in the machine. And then she said to me, "Do you want to leave a tip today?" No.
Oh.
You don't ask for tips. Yeah.
Do I get to beat you now?
We're even now. I mean, A, you're not tip wage.
No, you get paid minimum or...
You don't ask. Like, if I had wanted to, I would have said, "Hey, put a tip on there." I didn't like it.
That is pretty...
Yeah.
Sketch City. Which one was that?
The one on Alpine.
Well, there you go. Alpine should just be burned to the ground.
It should. I fully agree, but that Meijer is often busy, so I do a lot of shipped out of there.
You know, I've done a lot of shipped out of there, too.
I don't like the store at all.
No, I don't. I hate
like the layout of it, but...
I prefer Plainfield.
So the ship shopper we talked to actually said that the Meijer store is one of the biggest shipped stores.
The Alpine area. One.
Sorry, Alpine.
Yeah, I believe that. There's always orders there.
Yep. Well, I mean, it's got one of the biggest apartment complexes in the county,
sure.
York Creek over there. So,
which thankfully I have not delivered to.
No, I no. wouldn't.
That was the drop. I got to say about that one, by the way, since it's my last order last Friday. It just made me so angry because I picked up at Applebee's on Alpine.
Yeah.
I know it's a fine order, but I could not find the stupid house number. It just
the
got
what
dark.
Number?
The house number.
Oh.
It just got dark.
Was it at York Creek?
No, but it was a small apartment complex behind York Creek. And it's rows of houses.
Covered by a Lamro?
Yeah. Yeah. And I could not see this. I walked around for 15 minutes trying to find this stupid
Did
apartment.
Did you try to call them?
Yeah, but nobody picked up.
Wait, and you walked around for 15 minutes?
Why don't
I drove around trying to find the right number, and it was just all BS.
Why don't people effing pick up their phone when they're expecting food?
I don't know.
That's so frustrating.
When I spend an hour shopping for someone at Meijer to get almost to the checkout lane for them to send me 15 text messages of all the things they want changed. I've been here an hour.
Oh, man.
But do you think sometimes they come out because they come at that point because they're delayed and there's simply no signal?
I think it will. The problem is those texts get routed through like shipped or whatever.
Right.
So I feel like if they all come pretty rapid, I feel like it's delayed.
It could be, but some people just don't answer you until you're done.
Yeah. Right? When I was doing shipped,
is it too late?
If I was in line and I was trapped in line, like you're trapped in a drive-thru,
it's too late.
Too late. I text them. I say, I'm sorry. It just, I can't do it.
Yeah.
So.
No, I agree. That's there's someone behind me and I can't just step out.
No,
I'm done.
Of course not. Then, yeah.
Not going to happen. Well, I agree. It's a little distasteful for the tip thing, especially in a non-tipping.
Yeah.
Establishment.
I don't. I mean, I know like all coffee shops have tip jars, but I've never put money in them.
I do if I have cash, and I mean, if it's like loose change, I'll throw it in there.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I guess like if my coffee was $4.75 and I paid with a $5, like I'd throw the quarter in there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, but I don't go out of my way to do that.
Yeah, and I almost always use like an app to pay, so it's not a thing.
Real quick, again, of course, please subscribe to the. Thanks, Isaiah, to the YouTube channel. We would greatly appreciate it. And then, of course, our Telegram. If you look in the chat, or actually the description of the Facebook page, you will see a link for Telegram, which you can connect with us, like Jesper was talking about, you know, not having to put it on mute because he was a big boy and out of the house. When Jason says the F word, he doesn't have to worry about.
It's easier when there's nobody in the car. That's the other benefit of only delivering food. They don't care what you're saying.
Yeah, you can play Telegram whenever you want.
That is nice. I mean, it is a good change. I agree with you. I miss the interaction, but I would like both. I would like a little bit of rides, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm doing food delivery.
If Uber came back 100% full force like it was before this, I would still do some shipped during the days, especially just for something different.
Yeah. Well, I was doing it too, just to get some exercise because I'm like stuck in this car doing rideshare for 6-8 hours.
Sometimes you just get those, you know, magic orders where you make bank. Oh, yeah. And the other day when I made $100 in less than 3 hours,
promos.
I had a $10 promo, a $20 promo, and I had a $50 order from Costco. So between those things, like I made $100 and just under 3 hours.
That's amazing.
I was like, okay, I'm going home for the day. Like, I called it. I was done.
Yeah, very good. All right, we're going to jump into our new sponsor. It is Oil Luber.
Oil Luber.
Let's turn that down a little bit. So we're super excited. So basically what Oil Luber is a on-demand oil changes. That's basically what it is. It's the Uber of oil changes. So in the description, there'll be a link. You can go to oiluber.com. And then there's also an ambassador link where you can get paid 10% for each person that signs up and gets an oil change. So let's say synthetic is $90. You'll get $9. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They are definitely looking to get their followers on Facebook up. So if you could go to their page.
Yep.
Just search Oil Luber. I'm having trouble with that word. We had a change of how we said it. We'll have to talk to Brian about that. But if you go to their Facebook page, just please follow them.
Yep.
What am I missing?
No, that's about it. And then, of course, sign up for their services. I mean,
yeah,
absolutely. You know, it's just the price point is very, very close to for the expensive stuff. Very close to what you will do at any other regular places.
Yep.
And they come to you. It's brilliant. They will come to you. They will
contact.
A tech will come to you, and he'll change your oil, and it'll be cool.
Where's the freaking logo?
I don't know.
What the hell happened?
Yeah, I do like the idea of being able to just like be sitting at home watching TV and have someone outside changing my oil.
And I mean, particularly when you're done driving, you don't want to spend any more time driving after that, right?
Yeah. You're just like, that's why I get my groceries delivered. I grocery shop all day. I grocery shop 40 hours a week most weeks. Yeah, so and then I'm like, I don't want to.
Sorry about that, Brian. I don't know what happened to the logo.
Something happened to the logo.
I set it up all last night, and I went to it, and it was gone. So I'll get that fixed.
But everybody, guys, go to oiluber.com, sign up and look them up on Facebook and sign up, become their, follow them on Facebook.
Yeah, follow them on Facebook.
Maybe become an ambassador if you want.
Yeah, the ambassador is where you get the 10% off. So you basically create your own, you get your own code, and you share it with your friends and family and all that. And each time they get an oil change,
you get
10%.
Yep.
By the way, there's another way to make money from them is you can be a tech.
Right.
I mean, they're looking for techs in the area. These guys are out of Ann Arbor, so they're a local to Michigan company. So, you can sign up to be a tech, and you can make money that way, too. And they're looking for techs.
Go through pretty rigorous training to become a tech. But, yeah, it's all part of it.
Yeah, and they're working on expanding to jump services.
Yep, jump
as
services.
As well as oil changes.
So. Yeah, and it's all what's cool about it is you get the order, you know, and you're like, oh, okay, I got an order. You go to AutoZone. It's all ready to go. All you do is pick up the items.
Right.
You go to the customer. The customer already has the hood popped. They change the oil, clean it all up, close it, and close it out. Like, you don't talk to anybody. You don't do anything. You do it right where they're at. So, I think it's great.
And you're paid right away using Stripe.
Yep.
So
they use the same thing that
the moment
Lyft
you accept. Yeah, the moment you accept the order and then you're done. Say you're done, and then you get paid.
Yep.
That's nice. A nice instant cash out.
Yep.
So, yeah, check them out, oiluber.com. And then the link for the ambassador is in the description, too. So we're really excited to have them on for a couple of months.
We talk about it all the time. You want to not put all your eggs in one basket. This is definitely, if you feel like you know how to change an oil and know what's heads and tails in a car, I shouldn't be doing it because I don't do that.
Right.
But if you just do a little bit, then go out and add this as one of the things that you're doing in the gig.
If you see Uber and he's going to change your oil, run. Cancel. Deny.
Uber?
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir. Sorry. One of the cool things, I just thought of something. I know we're spending a lot of time on it because they're new, but once you have a tech that you like, you can favorite them.
Yep.
So
that's a great feature that no other gig service has
so
ever
basically
provided.
You're like, hey, I need an oil change. Oh, I've had Jesper do this before. I've had Pete. I'm going to go with Jesper this time or whatever. You know
I would
what
go
I mean?
With Jesper too. I would.
Yeah. So,
don't go with me.
At least one of us really should be competent in how to change our oils.
I know how to do it. I change it on my own in the summer.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I've done it once in my life. I will never change my oil again. That was a waste of time.
I've never been under a car.
Well,
we can fix that right after the show.
No, we cannot.
Man, I was coming up with a joke, but you like jumped right in and I lost my train of thought. Sorry. No, you're fine. Yeah, I'm just impressed that you came up with it. that quickly, as English as your second language. But, I lost my train of thought. Oh, the jumpstart thing. How great would that be?
Right.
Like,
I think he said you can do just jump starts or just oil changes too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So you're driving around, you buy one of those really badass jump starters and someone needs a jump and you're like, okay. Right. This is still, just to let you know, these guys are new. They're working through things too. They're up and running, but
they're a startup.
They don't have an app yet, so it is still web-based. So they're still working through some stuff, but we're pretty confident.
The concept is definitely strong.
I know. I can't believe why have I not heard this more? Because I always tell, when I get my oil change, I'm like, oh, son of a bitch. like, I got to take time out of my day. And especially since the prices are competitive, it's like, why would I even not have someone else do it?
Right.
Right. So, I mean, the biggest thing is you don't have to go anywhere, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the only time
or
I
have
do
people
it now,
try and upsell you $100 worth of products you don't need.
Would you like this air filter for $75?
Yeah.
That's what it is. That we bought from the store for $3?
Yeah. And $72 labor?
Yeah.
I did the math. Very good on that. So, okay.
Yeah, no.
So let's...
Mark.
God, Mark's comments are so funny.
The company's called Oil Luber, but I don't think they're doing jump starts yet.
No, they're not yet.
He caught Retef's car disease. Ouch.
Yeah. That disease went on for like 3 months. Like, hey, Pete, did you get a new battery yet?
No.
All right. So...
Is it all settled now, finally?
No. Of course not.
Nope. It lives in my garage on a trickle charger when I'm not driving.
Oh, my gosh. You're such a hillbilly.
But I'm getting rid of it, though. So.
He's got a full-time job. I mean, he's just slinging cash. You know what I mean?
Living the dream. Staying at home.
Yeah. Only, guys, okay. I got to say this and move on. Maybe I told it before, but Pete was like, at the picnic, he was like, oh, my gosh, this is the longest I've been outside all summer. I'm like, sweet Jesus. Like, I was out today for 8 hours.
I'll have you know that I did go tubing.
Yes, yeah, it's a good thing you went
weekends
tubing,
ago,
too.
That's right. How was that?
It was good. I used SPF 100 and didn't get burned.
Wow.
Except in a couple spots. Yeah, and I got really drunk.
Yeah, a little drunk.
Can we kill those lights? They keep flickering. They're really bad today.
Hey, so those lights have been here since we started the podcast in 2017. Why would I turn the lights off? We can't. It'll get dark in here.
They flicker today.
They flicker every single day.
They're just bad today. I'm sorry.
You're
I mean,
bad.
I hate to antagonize, but I actually do feel like they are worse than normal. They've distracted me 3 times.
I know. That's anyways.
But I'm not asking you to turn them
off. Hey, when Papa John's sponsors the show, we can dump this place and get a real studio.
A big boy studio.
Big boy. All right. Can we go? I mean, we're 25 minutes in. We have talked zero gig stuff.
But Luber is good. We need to talk
about that. Oh, yeah. Them. Yeah.
Well worth. So, yes.
Okay.
Check out Luber.
First up is a picture you'll see on your screen. A DoorDash customer slams terrible delivery over botched food order. So it's okay. Hopefully this doesn't play audio because, I already had it muted. You know what I like about Chrome? When you mute it once, it stays muted. You don't have to go back. So a DoorDash user is stirring controversy with their terrible delivery experience. The customer writing under the username JFerg shared their negative experience on Reddit. Their post showed allegedly what happened when they tried to order Wendy's. The food never made it through the door. According to his post, the DoorDash driver marked the order as completed, thus charging with the food, then sent along the following photo. So what happened is he marked it as delivered and didn't cancel it. So my guess is an inexperienced driver. He admitted he dropped it. It wasn't like he was trying to be shady, but this is just kind of an example of like, I probably wouldn't send a picture if I dropped the food to the customer. I would just reach out to DoorDash and say, hey, I messed up. What do you want me to do? Like, can you cancel it? Can you refund the money? And he did get his money refunded. And that's one thing I've experienced with DoorDash, at least with DoorDash, is their customer service. Of course, we hate it because customers are always right. They give you refund like you don't have to say a thing. I'm not encouraging people just to lie, of course, but
I've gotten a refund through DoorDash.
Yeah, if they
and
mess
through
up,
Uber Eats.
Okay, if they mess up, they'll say, "Yep, here's a."
I guess what cracks me up about Uber Eats is like if most of your order is good, but one item is wrong, they will refund you the one item.
You know, DoorDash does that too. Yeah. Which is fair. Like if you're only complaining about one item, you shouldn't get your whole meal free.
Right.
Yeah. No. Like something was missing, so they just refunded the one item. I was like, okay, that's perfect.
Yeah.
See, I made a complaint. They didn't do anything for me.
Oh, well, did you do it like through the app or did you call?
Through the app.
Oh, I've always sent through the app, and I've gotten my refunds within minutes.
Yeah,
what is a telephone?
I mean, sometimes it's the only way to get Uber.
I have this text machine and app machine here, but I don't know about phone calls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone calls me, I'm like, are you an asshole?
Unless I'm being diamond bitch and I need to talk to somebody about getting a problem fixed. And
exactly.
Then I'll call somebody.
No, you won't. You'll tweet them.
That's true.
You know, if my wife calls, the phone rings, my stomach drops a little bit because we literally use Telegram to communicate. Like all our voice messages are through Telegram.
Oh, who's dead? Like, why are you
calling
me?
When it's called, I'm like, okay, the kid needs to be picked up like ASAP or someone's sick, someone threw up. I don't know. Anyways. All right, Jesper is going to talk about the franchise-like model, which we kind of brushed on
last podcast. I was wondering why we had that on here today, because we had it on last time.
And no, we talked about it. We didn't have it on.
Okay, so we talked about it. And then the reason for the article is, so the headline is, hang on. Uber and Lyft consider franchise-like model in California. And of course, it's all about the...
AB 40
law out of Chicago, out of California.
It's Prop 22. Vote no.
Yeah, AB 5 and Prop 22.
What did I say? AB 40?
Yeah.
I think that's a ban. UB 40.
I was thinking UB 40.
Why? Okay, whatever. It's the California law, right? And what ended up happening, we know that now is they end up being able to stay because one of the judges gave them an out, basically saying,
yeah, so fine. I thought that was supposed to be like a 5-day stay, and then is it now gone to the voting on November 2nd? Is that
I believe so, yeah. But again, so basically this whole article is about how Uber and Lyft is considering doing going into the actual franchise models, but mainly for people with multiple cars. So that's the whole, like, it's for bigger companies. One option that both companies are seriously discussing is licensing their brands to operators of vehicle fleets in California, according to three people with knowledge of the plans. The change would resemble an independently operated franchise, allowing Uber and Lyft to keep an arm's length association with drivers so that the companies would not need to employ them and pay their benefits. So that's kind of, so at that point, the drivers would be employees of the fleet companies,
right,
and wouldn't have anything to do with Uber and Lyft.
Yeah, but, so then the fleet company can pay the benefits if they want to, or whatever they want.
Exactly, right? So then it would all kind of move the needle a little bit further away. And what I thought was interesting in this article was the fact that both Uber and Lyft in other countries are already using those models.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's the thing. So Lyft, I believe it says Lyft in Europe, in some European countries is doing it, and Uber as well in some of the other, it doesn't mention what company it is. So they're very used to the model, and they very much know the model.
I feel like it would be useful if it was maybe not, don't kill me on this, like a second world country, like what do we call like a lower income country, that
third
maybe
world country?
Not third world. I don't think there's Uber in third world. Yeah. But I'm saying maybe if they couldn't own a car, that franchise fleet model would work more within America. Everyone's got a car, it seems.
It'd
like.
Be interesting to see how those work, because I feel like here the risk you would have to assume owning your own franchise for Uber or Lyft is
yeah,
a ton,
who owns?
Because you have to do all the insurance. Mm-hmm.
But that's only when they're not on the app, though. Like, because Uber's still going to cover that.
If they're a franchise, I don't think they're going to cover it.
Oh, no?
I think that's going to be on the franchise owner.
Special franchising insurance app.
Keith said developing country.
Yes.
Thank you, Keith.
Yeah.
Keith always in a
pinch. Somebody's listening.
In a pinch, Keith's like, I got this. So.
I guess I'm almost surprised that it does work. I guess in other countries, there's a lot more requirements for what a business is required to offer their employees than there is here. So I get why Uber and Lyft want to push it off. They don't want to offer insurance or anything like that, which in some places is like it's law regardless of the situation. But
I don't know. One thing that I have often thought about that I think it's interesting and why Uber and Lyft has not offered, why they don't, it should be so easy to branch out and make a taxi service. And offer it up to taxi companies.
They do. Uber Taxi is a thing.
No, I know, but not Uber.
What do you mean?
Uber Taxi. Okay, so that's their own service, maybe. But are you telling me that Uber has taxi companies can use Uber
as a platform for themselves to get rides as a taxi company? It's like a franchise model, actually.
Basically, like,
so I did not know that, but okay.
Yes, it's
I didn't know they had that either.
It's in very big cities. Like, okay. We're not ever going to see it here, but Uber Taxi is a very real thing.
And it's not the same thing as Uber, other one, right? Where you just pick up random people.
Right. I mean, so here we'll be seeing
like what we do?
No. I'm trying to think of the name of it. We don't have it here, but
Pick up random people.
Where you pick up people on a route.
Oh, you mean a bus?
No. Yeah, Uber Pool. Is that the same thing as Uber Pool?
No. No, it's do a taxi service. Huh. And the calls just go into them. And then you get the full benefits of a taxi service. So, like, more elderly people may use it for, like, errand running because you can still do that. Whereas with a regular Uber, you're going to get left at the store. So.
If you're a right. jerk.
No. If you're any one of us, you will get left at the store.
I mean, in our markets, I know we've all seen them, right? Caps who also have an Uber phone.
You can see them running Uber. Oh, yeah,
absolutely. The individually owned taxi cabs here locally,
yeah.
When they're out driving, they have Uber and Lyft going as well.
I rarely see a taxi anymore. Like, do they own their own cars?
Some of them do.
Oh, okay.
Some of them
do. I feel like that's actually against the terms of service for Uber.
I'm sure it is.
Because it's a marked car.
Yeah. No, yeah. You're right. You're right. You can't drive in a marked car.
It's against the terms of service
for a lot of things.
Holland? The city of Holland was fining that one girl because she was using her vehicle as a taxi service.
Oh. This
is like last summer.
Did she get fined?
Yeah, whatever happened to her? I can't remember her name.
Cindy?
Cindy.
Yeah.
Cindy. Yeah.
I didn't realize she got in any trouble.
I don't know.
I'm not talking about anybody in our group.
No, no.
This was somebody that I read something in like a news article, and she got in trouble through the city of Holland because she was operating as a taxi company, though,
because she did have her own company with her husband, and they did like off app rides.
Oh,
you just called them and they'd come get you from the bar.
Well, they're stupid because they named their company. They said Uber, like, what was it? Uber Lyft Lakeshore or something like
right.
that?
West Michigan Rideshare or something like that.
I swear they were. Maybe they were using the logo. The Uber and Lyft logo or something like that.
They were advertising like an Uber or Lyft, but doing everything off app, which, yeah.
Yeah. So Miguel says from YouTube says she was operating a taxi company without a license.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, because the Uber pays the license for – can you imagine how maddening it must be as a Uber administrator? I don't know what role that would be. You have to go to each city. Like, I have to go to Holland. I have to buy a license for Holland, just this little dinky city that I'm going to make like $6 from.
I mean, I'm sure it's mostly done virtually.
We can start the podcast now. Larry just tuned in.
Oh, my boy.
Hi, Larry. Whoa,
Larry.
I'm so mad at him because he missed the
picnic.
Oh, man. Heaven forbid he prioritizes children.
They're just money suckers. All right,
Pete. They are that.
Yeah. Did you see that meme I shared earlier?
No.
About putting the baby back?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I almost commented on that.
Thank you, Crystal.
All right, so this one is... I should have figured out my microphone a little bit better.
You needed to read your screen? You need like a big monitor like this.
I know, right?
Hey, can we line item that?
I think he might strangle you.
Which one? Jesper?
Yeah.
So, all right, this is a COVID-19 verification scam. I just wanted to share this with everyone and gather some insight on this. I'm also very interested to see if anyone else has experienced this. I'm 100% sure this is a scam. Uber support would never contact a driver about supposed verification on my account through the premise of a passenger. Here's the full story. So I was working pretty late tonight, past midnight, and I got a ping from a PAX. Rachel was her name. Got to the location, she messaged me, ring me, she said. Figured she had some strange circumstance she needed to tell me, so I called her. A male answered the phone and explained that he is Uber support and this was not a real passenger, and then because of COVID-19, a lot of drivers have been letting their friends and family use the app, and it's been happening pretty frequently in my particular area, Arcadia, Phoenix. He went on and stated my rating, my number of rides, my years with Uber, and some other information, which are all visible on my profile to the PAX. He then stated that my account was locked and he needed to verify my phone number to get it unlocked, which is when I realized it was bullshit. Someone could use my phone number as security info to gain access to my account and presumably dump my earnings into a different bank account. After the guy asked me for my phone number, I hung up. Number one, my account was not locked in any way as I had been doing nearly nonstop rides for the past 7 hours. Number two, Uber support would not contact me through the front of a PAX. When Uber support contacts me through the app, it says right there, Uber support.
Yeah, and my next story is about kind of what happened. It's not really specific COVID-19 scam. It's right. just a scam that they use COVID-19.
It's been going on for a long time.
To get
We used to have those back when we were driving too.
Yeah. So I'll just jump into mine and then we'll kind of talk about the whole thing. This guy talked about an Instapay. It says, someone did Instapay for me, stole my money. Be careful, guys. And it shows he lost $710.02. So I actually went, this was earlier in the week that I shared this, and I actually went back and looked at the comments, and basically it's kind of the same. They called, this guy didn't really realize as I was reading the comments, him responding, English is his second language. So that already is trouble for him because, I mean, it just sucks. Like if you don't understand what everyone is saying, you might miss a word and then you'll be like, you know, well, you're, yeah. I mean, we joke about that, but it's pretty close. You can speak both, but
I've had that happen to me.
What? The call?
The call.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I feel like more.
And they were like, what's the word I'm looking for? They were like
aggressive,
very but consistent. They kept calling me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were spoofing their number.
Yeah. And I think
I haven't had it, thankfully.
Clearly, they're successful a lot,
right?
And I think it's just people that are naive and don't know that are just like, "Oh, I'm going to go drive for Uber," and then you know, like us, we would never let that happen. But
it just wouldn't occur to people that someone's out to steal their money that way.
And in another way of stealing, we talked about it. I don't know what podcast, but someone actually, I think in our local group. Gave someone their phone.
Yes.
Because the guy's like, oh, I need to call somebody. And he drained their account.
It was like a cash app or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was like cash
Venmo
app.
Or something.
Yeah. Gosh. Because you know your own name. So you just search it and be like, drain it out. But
pay yourself. And there's nothing you can do at that point.
No, it's gone. It's just gone. Yeah. So tip number one, they're never going to ask for your account information on that. You should definitely just, if you have a question, email them. But if they're calling you, that's never going to happen.
Right.
Never going to happen. It's hard enough getting hold support. You think they're going to effing call you?
And then tip number two,
never. They get a hold of me just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, what Yester was going to say, they know what your phone number is. They know what your email is.
Right.
They don't have to ask you these things.
No.
Yeah.
And don't ever lend your phone out.
Nope.
No.
Don't trust anybody.
Phone stays where it's supposed to be, in the holder on the dash.
And if someone needs to call, you'd be like, all right, give me the number. Yeah. I'll dial it, put it on speaker, and I'll hold the phone.
Right. Exactly.
So
Crystal says she's just coming home from working a gig. That's awesome, Crystal. What were you working tonight? So anyways. Going.
Hey, you know what's cool about StreamYard? I just thought of this.
What then?
We can invite people on the stream. Like, I just send them the link if they wanted to ask a question live.
That's nice. So that's cool.
Kind of cool. So
I thought about trying out StreamYard
Don't tell Aaron that. He's going to want to click a guest appearance.
Oh, I will not let him in. Well, what's cool is they can come on. I add them in. And then if they start getting mouthy, I just take them out and everything's fine.
Oh, she got disconnected.
I'm sorry. Is that the same as that connection? So, all right, Sam wants to talk about people getting shot.
Oh, yeah, wants to.
Hey, you shared it.
No, I know. But so, package delivery vehicle shot in Allegan County, one arrested. For our listeners who are not from Michigan, Allegan is...
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Yep. It's the middle of nowhere. It's country.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch.
If the militia lived anywhere, it'd be in Allegan County. That's what I have to say about Allegan County. It's a little backwoods.
All right, hold on. I'm going to try something.
Okay. So, an Amazon vehicle was doing packages, and it just says package delivery vehicle. So I don't know if it was like one of the Amazon blue vans that actually says Amazon, or if it was a flex driver who was in their personal car.
Well, if it was an Amazon van, you're dumb because you know what they're doing.
Well, they are from Allegan.
Play the song.
No, not doing it again.
But the person they shot at the vehicle, and well, shockingly got arrested for doing it. Like, if you know you have a package coming, like, why wouldn't that be the assumption as to why they were there?
What if his wife ordered it and he didn't know? Not this time.
I know. You're playing devil's advocate.
Right.
But I guess I don't think shooting someone should maybe be the first part of the interaction you have with a stranger on your property. maybe like one question should happen first, which is all it would have taken. Like, hey,
what you
why
doing
are
around
you here?
These parts?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Cece definitely has had some issues, and she is black. Yeah. So, and then you're in Allegan County, and then I'm not saying that they're racist, but
there are no black people in Allegan County.
I don't think there are. And so, but she's had some issues. It's just a concern. It's something to think about.
Yes.
So when Gabe does late night deliveries for Flex, he'll call each customer. Now, doesn't mean they
especially
pick up.
In the middle of nowhere.
In the middle
you're
of
going
nowhere.
Down, you know, quarter mile driveways into gun country. Like, yeah.
What is it about like the middle of the night? Oh, not even middle of the night. It's dark. It's in the winter. It's snowing like a bitch. It just feels like you should call because like people
it's
be like
spooky.
Yeah. Well, and the customers would be like, why is someone driving in a snowstorm? You know, it's like Amazon, man. We just get this shit delivered.
No, that's what I even like in Muskegon.
Oh, where, Crystal like, says she's doing oil Uber.
She will be.
Nice.
She's doing. Yep.
Is she sorry? Is Crystal from Grand Rapids?
We don't know. We don't know.
But that's what, even when I'm in like Muskegon and not like even the rough parts of Muskegon.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. The heights.
Right. Even when I'm not there, I'm just kind of like in the backwoods.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sometimes I'm driving around. And I'm like, it's 8:30. Nobody thinks a package is coming right now. All of these people can see my headlights and are probably wondering what I'm doing back
here.
Well,
I mean, UPS will deliver that late, so I don't know why people act like they're...
But they're always very confused. You're like, oh, you're out this late? Yeah, it's 9 o'clock.
I have this...
Muskegon Heights?
Backwoods.
I have this preconception, though, that 6 p.m. is like, that's when your packages stop coming.
Yeah.
I think everybody has that because the post office generally is done by 6 p.m. That's not a hard rule, but...
No, it's not.
It's just
that's
not
what I've always thought.
Yeah, it's dinner time. It's time to just wrap it up and be home. And people are just, I think, are oblivious to the fact that there are delivery people that are still working.
Why? So here's a question for you. Would you rather sneak up and sneak the package to the door, or would you rather, like, you know how UPS is like beep beep when they pull up and they deliver the package and they beep beep hit their horn when they leave? Would you rather make yourself known to the customer, or do you want to go stealth?
I feel like that's how the guy got shot out in Allegan, right? He tried to sneak up.
I mean, well, that's the thing. Like, you
I would rather do that, I guess, but I also don't want to wake people up beep beeping.
Yeah, I mean, it's twofold,
like if you
right?
wake up a baby or a dog, people are going to be real mad at you.
The beep beep's not going to wake up.
A dog, it would.
Oh, a dog. Yeah, sorry. I meant it like a baby. It's not like I said, yeah.
Well, I get really embarrassed sometimes because I forget my car. If I take my keys and get out of it and shut the door, it honks at me to remind me.
Oh, that's annoying.
But so sometimes I'm like, oh, I hope the customer.
You could probably turn that off.
I can't get my Nissan to do anything.
She doesn't want to turn anything off. She keeps her LCD screen on her dash cam. She's pissed that I turned it off.
Camera is different.
I'm just saying.
So actually, Crystal is a certified oil Uber tech.
Ah,
out of
cool.
Ann Arbor.
That is awesome.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for joining us.
You should definitely join our group, Crystal. I think you're lots of fun.
The Telegram?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. Okay, where are we at? Jesper, you are up.
Is it me already again?
Well, I jumped mine because I kind of piled on with Pete.
You always do that. You don't follow rules. You are a rule breaker.
You want some more whiskey?
I didn't drink any whiskey.
You sure?
Maybe you should.
Chicago teen sentenced to 27 years killing for...
I know English isn't your first language, but numbers are like across
the
board.
Well, you guys are like completely...
Well, we just high-fived. I mean, it's not like we're like
so in Denmark,
getting a room.
In Denmark, you... Oh my gosh.
Heyo!
Anyways, Chicago teen sentenced to 27 years for killing Uber driver with knife. Machete when she was 16. Yeah, what can I say? A teenager from Chicago convicted of killing, we went through that. Eliza was 16 years old at the time of the brutal 2017 brutal killing at Grant Nelson of Womat. I don't even know where this is at. So she got killed, she killed the driver and she got convicted.
I don't think you read it.
Well,
hey, you shared it and I was struggling for content for you. So
I thought we decided not to put this in because it was old.
Well, the conviction's not old. The conviction just happened.
Yeah, I
know. Yes, the murder is old, but...
How does she only get 27 years? Oh, because she was probably a minor,
yeah,
right?
And I mean, not all murder charges get you life. It's just not how it is. They don't all get you life.
No.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty messed
up. But yeah,
up.
At 16, I'm guessing they're hoping that 27 years will reform her. And it's, I don't know if that's a good time state. So it very well may be not even close to 27 years if she behaves.
Yeah. Either way, I remember that story. Wasn't it behind a Walmart or something, like in the field? I don't know.
I remember we briefly talked about it, even though it was already old.
I don't know why I threw Walmart under the bus. I don't know.
It was Walmart. Surveillance footage from Walmart
showed Wozni, who was a student at Taft High School, walking around the store with a knife and machete and then leaving without paying for them.
Prosecutor, I love how he says machete.
Say it.
Machete.
Oh, no, he said machete.
Nelson, who attended New Trier High School in Winnetka in the University of Colorado.
Was that English?
Older. Mm-hmm. It said Winnetka.
Oh.
Was able to describe his attacker to police, but died later at a nearby hospital, official said. Anyways.
Yeah.
So sad. she got sentenced to, so that's good, right? Somebody who killed somebody got put to prison, so that's good.
P, that was Sam putting her cup down.
Oh,
I don't even know why.
That's like four for Sam then.
Yeah. So Dennis said, if I lived in Allegan, I would be happy as heck to get a package delivery. First person I saw all week. Right.
Oh, I got a cop.
Oh. Antonio, it says, hey guys, Larry turned me on to y'all's show. Love it. Me and him do a podcast show as co-hosts. Y'all are legit.
Thank you. Thanks, very Antonio. Much.
Hey, Larry.
Love how unnatural the word y'all is coming out of your mouth.
Y'all. Y'all.
This, like, it's not Louisville or Louisville. Louisville.
Louisville.
You gotta roll it. The more you roll the Louisville.
All right. Just eat a spoonful of peanut butter first and you'll get it right.
or a teaspoon of cinnamon or something.
That's why I don't eat peanut butter.
All right. Next one is me, right?
You don't eat peanut butter, so you talk better? Is that what?
No, I don't like peanut butter.
What?
What?
That's not uncommon, actually, in Europe for people to not like peanut butter. It's not
my son
there.
Doesn't like peanut butter. He used to like it, but he doesn't like it anymore. I'm like, you're such a weirdo. No, he won't even eat peanut butter jellies anymore.
My daughter used to like ketchup.
Peanut butter and jellies is gross.
I love peanuts.
Peanut butter jelly is delicious.
I hate
peanut.
I don't
what kind
like
of people
together.
Am I sitting with at this table?
Pete, we need to dump
I'm
their
out.
Ass.
I love peanut butter. I don't mind jelly. I just don't like them together.
What do you put on the other half of the peanut butter? And
I just eat a peanut butter sandwich.
Oh, talk about speech impediment after that. The jelly kind of smooths
but I really,
that
honestly,
out.
I don't really even eat peanut butter sandwich. Like, I don't eat peanut butter on bread very often.
I mean, I don't on the reg, but man, once in a while, like, you just
like
load that
sucker.
I might
throw it
sucker.
On a bagel or...
Is that because... Did you what? Say it that way because you wanted to
peanut younger? Butter on a bagel?
On the reg?
On a plain bagel?
On the reg. Sound hip.
Instead of cream cheese? It melts a little bit. It's
peanut
fantastic.
Butter on a bagel, bro.
I would do that. Yeah. It's bread.
It is.
I don't know if I can come here every other Wednesday anymore.
We're digressing. Well, you know, at least I know, like peanut butter.
Do you know what's really good on jam?
On what?
On jam.
On jam.
Please don't say sardines or something weird, man.
No, I don't like sardines.
Okay.
What were we going to say?
What is it?
I can't remember the word.
Describe it.
Pickles?
No.
Pickle penis? Relish.
All right, moving on, Pete.
Amazon drivers are hanging smartphones in trees to get more work.
I fail to understand how that is helpful.
I don't know either.
It's got to do with
the signal
location.
Oh.
It's because apparently the closer you are to this warehouse or whatever.
No, that's not true.
That's what this article said.
It might be for like Whole Foods or Prime Now.
Oh, I bet it is.
Yes,
for
it's
groceries.
Not for logistics, but I bet it is for the other things.
Oh.
So they have somehow they have their phones linked up, which I didn't quite understand.
Yeah,
but.
there's a whole racket for getting these orders.
Well, just like Instacart, yeah. Right. Instacart bots.
But I know there's people always complaining about people having multiple phones, multiple accounts taking. Like I just saw today, somebody said they saw a guy with 97 bags to deliver. The average person gets 10 to 20, maybe. If they get a really good one, maybe they'll get 30 bags. This dude had 92
what?
Bags of groceries to deliver.
From Amazon?
Yeah.
How
How did they
It was like fresh. And they're watching him like try to put it in his car and it wasn't going well. But they're like, he must have had 3 or 4 orders because you just don't get that much stuff.
How do you keep 97 bags from like...
I stress out doing ship when I do 2.
Right. Like I cannot.
If I do a second order, if it's more than 10 items, I'm out.
It could have been like 4 orders, but still, whatever. But yeah, no, I mean, it's... Yeah, doing multiple orders, but they also don't shop them themselves. They have to scan them, which makes it impossible to drop the wrong bags at the wrong place if you pull them out when you scan them. But still.
Yeah. All right. Do you have any follow-up on this article?
No, not really. It's just the gist of it was people are attaching their phones to the tree. Stuff.
Basically, just to have an advantage.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's a racket out there even for logistics to get routes, so... Don't do it if you get caught. Yeah.
And I saw one guy say he was going to attach his phone to a fishing pole and fling it on top of the building to see if he could get offers first. And I think it was sarcasm, but I'm like, you know, someone's doing this.
Is it worth like, how much is a phone line? I mean, if you go through Sprint, it's what? $60? Plus, you got to pay for a phone.
And they have to pay for the other account.
The phones are practically free today.
No, they're not.
You can get a free phone.
Well, if you get like a
iPhone 6 or something.
Get a beta phone, just get a beta.
But even still, let's figure you're paying, $60 a month through Metro PCS or whatever. Are you making that up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Yes. If you're buying the other account and you can do 2 or 3 orders at a time...
The Definitely. Whole Foods is a big moneymaker.
People, except for the orders that go through EBT that don't tip, people tip well often.
Just like I told Jesper, you don't want to take the McDonald's order. You want to take the Carrabba's, the Five Guys.
You don't want to take the Aldi's order, but you want the Meijer orders.
Right.
But the Meijer orders tip and better.
I like Aldi, though, because
it's so easy. Shop.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant to eat. Like Megan spends like $110 at Aldi and like $50 at Meijer.
Yeah.
You've never tried Aldi?
I have a little bit.
Their dairy products are exactly the same.
Yeah.
Exactly. I buy all of their dairy products.
I can't wait for Aldi to open up in my house.
Their basic bread
is fine.
Their basic breads are fine. Their chips are nasty, though.
I haven't been over that way.
I will say.
No. I love all these chips.
I hate all these chips. They're gross.
They're awesome.
But yeah, the dairy products and the ice cream's fine.
Well, Pete's, he doesn't have any young kids, so he's like, I'll eat the high-end shit. Yeah. I don't need to go to Aldi.
Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, I got all my yogurt, all my milk, all my string cheese from Aldi.
Yeah, I know. I saw her in there.
So okay, let's move on. Welcome, Janet.
Let's move on.
Say hello.
Okay, so Sam got probably the best article of the night. I thought I'd give it to her because that's what's being talked about currently.
The face mask selfie?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
For the passenger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's why I was like, the best article.
Well,
I'm just
saying that's being talked about
relevant.
Today.
Yes.
Like, literally, people are doing videos on it today.
So, yes, right now, recently, I guess today, Uber has announced that if you have been reported in the past for trying to get a ride without wearing your mask, you will now be required as a passenger to send in a mask selfie.
They should do that
which will solve literally zero problems. Yes, they should require them to send pictures of car seats. I agree, Pete. So, yeah, they're going to do the same thing as drivers, put their hand on their mouth, get the picture approved, and still not have a mask when they get to the car.
Yeah.
I was telling Jason the other day, Uber's trying.
I'm going to give them credit for
the effort. I'm
going
to give them credit, too. I have to, because they're trying.
Yes. It is the best option that, you could get. Like, there's not a better way of them to do it.
Right.
So.
No. And Dustin was talking about, they should start making them put real names and pictures. Well, I think that the name is okay, but pictures, I think people will be biased because if they see pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to have real names on Uber. They used to show the name on Uber and everybody was biased because people were using their real names.
Yeah, you can be biased that way too. Who is every day? Is it like a field trip?
Oh, that's John.
John from the chat?
Oh, he says it's John.
Why is this?
You think they'd be able to come up with some sort of algorithm, though, that can detect if you're like skipping rides based on certain factors.
Oh, 100%. They probably have that data. Basically, Uber is a data mine. Like, that's all they're doing is mining that data.
But yes, if you are consistently declining orders from, certain streets, only those streets. And eventually they're going to be like, oh, you're probably profiling that neighborhood.
Yeah. Or no, whatever. I think we actually talked about an article about that, that if they took...
It was a DoorDash or something.
Yeah, if they... Yeah, it was something how that the lower privileged neighborhoods were getting missed or something like that.
Yeah,
or,
the research that the guy was doing was a little skewed, though.
Usually that stuff is, yeah. But yeah, interesting. All right, so moving on, Irvine's
Mark Spalding.
It was weird not to do Irvine's first, but you know we definitely had to promote. Look at the logo's not showing up on Irvine's either. What happened?
Something changed.
What did you do?
I don't know.
What you do?
Something. Clearly the pictures aren't showing up just for the ads because they're showing up for the stuff I loaded up. But anyways, Irvine's Auto Repair in Grand Rapids Hybrid located on 44th Street. Excuse me. Located on Stafford off of 44th Street just east of 131. Call them at 532-6600. You should check out their Google reviews. They're the bomb. It's like 300 Google reviews. And I think they have a 4.8 average, something like that. And they respond to each one of positive or negative. What are you laughing at?
John sent a picture of a cat sleeping on a peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, gosh, John. So definitely please call them. You can schedule online. Everything's it's no contact. I love this slide. It just pisses me off. I'm just going to go back. Everyone's seen the number. They've heard Irvine's a bunch of times. But we really love them. They supported us for the picnic. Yeah, 532-6600 or irvines.com. Check out the Google reviews. I had a glass of whiskey.
Gurgle.
I've had a glass of whiskey, and Sam says I'm a lightweight.
Yeah.
And yeah, so check them out. They are the studio sponsor. That's why their beautiful logo is stuck in the corner. So damn it, if you need your car fixed or maintained, go to Irvine's.
Hear that, Mark?
Yeah, car Mark. Won't start. You bitch.
He said it's probably a PEBCAC issue.
I don't even know what that means.
PEBCAC. Problem exists between chair and keyboard. AKA you.
That's hilarious.
That is Mark, very good.
That's not it.
That is very good.
All right, yes.
That's the same as picnic. Did you know that? Problem in chair, not in computer.
I never heard that one before.
Yeah, that's picnic.
Must relate to the ID10T.
Shut up.
Oh, okay. The next one. This is a screenshot from a phone. Heads up from Lyft. Your passenger Kylie is sending you a message. Please pull over to call or text them back safely. Why are you stopped still? Because there's traffic and I don't have the ability to fly over the other cars. Find another ride.
I titled this not an XSplit, but when I saved the file, but Kylie is a bitch.
I like the why are you stopped still?
Yeah, it's super frustrating when a rider does it. It's just, hey, if y'all get a rider that does that, just cancel and move on. You know it's going to be a problem. It's just not worth it.
Yeah. I had that happen, not exactly like that, but I had a girl who asked for a pickup. It was supposed to be at one of those bars down by downtown, and she put like up two blocks away. She called me. She's like, you just drove past me. And I'm like, what? She's like, I need you to turn around. You remember that one?
Yes.
I do. I remember you telling us about this one.
I was like, find another ride.
Yeah. Do they realize that we're not making millions of dollars and we're going to be like, yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to cancel. Like, when I get a ride at the Bob. Get
another ride in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I remember when they used to place their pickup spot outside the surge zone, and then they would call and say, you got to come pick me up here, and no, I don't.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yep, I'm on the way.
I had next. Someone on...
You read the comment?
I did. I had someone on Instacart message me, are you okay? And I was like, yes.
Are you okay?
Well, why aren't you here yet? Because I had two orders to deliver before yours. Just like, oh. Like, you'll get your food. Like, I told you I was coming. Just wait.
Yeah.
Am I okay?
And for the new...
I guess that's nice of you to be concerned.
Yeah.
Well, they're not concerned about you. They want that cheeseburger.
I'll be much better once I get your $25 chip.
Yeah.
Yeah, for new drivers, don't stress about that. Just cancel and move on. Like, it's not even worth the hassle. No. Like, if someone tries to call me, like, my queued ride, cancel.
Yeah.
Cancel. Yeah. Don't bother me while I'm on the ride. I'm freaking driving.
I've had people call me, like, 3 times while I have other passengers in the back. And I'm like,
instant
and
cancel.
I just keep, like, declining it because I'm driving and I'm not going to cancel it right then. I'm trying to finish my ride. But when I'm done, then you're going to get canceled
after
you've waited 15
minutes.
Make
sure that you cancel it before you end that ride. Otherwise, it counts against you.
Right.
Ah, that's actually good.
I had somebody call me and say, and I picked it up because I was a noob at the time. But she's like, why are you driving away from me? Because I'm not coming to you yet.
Right.
I think a lot of people don't realize that.
Jumping somebody else
that
off.
We can stack rides like right. that.
No. Because I think they tell you, the passenger now, right. like, so-and-so is on another ride, but he'll be to you next.
I know they do on Lyft because I've experienced that when I've been waiting for a ride. They'll say, this person is dropping someone else off.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine.
Whatever.
They'll get here when they get here.
Well, I'm just telling you, just freaking cancel.
Keith says,
go ahead.
He says, my favorite is when I have one ride and I pass the next rider on the street and they wave.
He just waved back, Keith. Bye-bye.
That is some funny.
I like Larry's comment. Bye-bye.
But I feel like new drivers and we do laugh about it, but I do have a good work ethic too. And I think a lot of people are like, gotta do it right by the company. I'm like, I mean, yes, you are an independent contractor, but you need to do what's right for you. Like, I mean,
I think a lot of people put a lot of too much effort into that stupid rating.
Yes. I mean, and the acceptance rate.
Yep.
And it doesn't mean shit.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what it is. Just don't worry about it. Just give good customer service. Do the best you can do. Don't put up with crap. You're going to have a good time. They're going to have a good time. Right. You're going to make some money.
Yes.
Right.
It's fine. It's really very simple.
It's all fine.
And it's not worth stressing about
no.
all that other stuff. So, all right. We got to start cruising through some of these. I'm having fun too, but we're 1 hour, 4 minutes in. Like, you don't have to edit this thing.
So, can I order an Uber XL for help moving from one dorm to another?
Cancel that ride.
Yeah, speaking of cancel.
Yeah, so the response, I mean, they're pretty straightforward. It's like, no, your $4 trip isn't worth the effort to load and unload and the damage to the vehicle. You can, but the drivers are under obligation to help you. Most drivers decline even grocery store pickups because they have groceries and it's a short ride. This is worse. I mean, it's just, again, no, it's not worth it.
So
at all, just rent a U-Haul.
Scenario wise, I swear that light got real bright all of a sudden.
Yes, it's been doing that this whole time.
It's a little freaky tonight. If someone said, "Hey, I'll give you $25," would it be worth it?
Depends on what we're moving.
Yeah, that's
true. How much stuff? Like, if it's going to take you 45 minutes to pack my car, no.
I got to get out and sweat, then
if Pete's got to get out in the sun, it's at least 50 an hour. I mean,
and you got to apply.
I still SPF. I still remember about 3.5 years ago, I pulled up to a house in the hood, and apparently, I was taking everybody in that family to like some kind of a baby shower at a hotel out on 28th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was the worst 1.5 hours of my life. Right,
1.5 hours.
Yeah, because she had me go to like 3 different stops, and she was just a bitch.
This
like,
is before really, you knew better.
Oh yeah, absolutely right. And it was a Saturday afternoon. And I was out like, and she was just a bitch. Oh,
we all get roped into those, though. Even as a veteran, every once in a while, you're like,
"Tip me."
Oh, jeez.
She was just.
Well, I had 2 people that were going from Calvin College, and they were going to be getting on a plane to go home.
Yeah.
But they wanted to stop at the mall first, and I was like, "You have 5 minutes to go in the mall, get your stuff, and get out."
What do they need to get?
I don't know.
Go to the Apple Store.
I don't know or care. Like,
did you ever hear about my sandwich tip and
Yes, you've told us.
No, you put that in. Anyways,
well, we have new listeners. You can tell it again.
Well, it was just always new fun listeners. Thing. I picked them up at the airport, right? 2 buddies, and they were hungry and they needed to go home. And did they do mind stopping at Meijer? And so I did. And they gave me a tip, cash tip. And then they say, "Are you hungry?" I said, "Nah, I'm fine, whatever."
I know. I always say no. I should say
and
yes
then they
every
came,
time.
They came out with a foot-long sandwich and a pocket of sushi, anyways.
How random sushi. Like, I feel like that's a sushi. Like, I don't like sushi.
No.
No.
Well, I ate like a couple
a
of them.
A lot of people do, though. Just, and I'm sure they walked past it in the Meijer and were like, okay.
Yep. They said it was close to the counter or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we just bought this for you.
I'm going
to
say yes every time for food. I mean, if I'm like, I guess if it's through a drive-thru and I'm still working through the night, I might say no because I don't want to eat right now or whatever. But
oh, I've got a couple double cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
And I've got a couple bottles of water, but that's it. I don't.
It's some organic wine.
That wasn't from Uber.
Well, yeah, but I'll
generally say yes to a pop, something like that. That's what.
Yeah,
I know.
For sure.
If
you're gonna buy it, I'm like, I'm Red Monster, sugar free. Go. All right, next up is me.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, you did. You do it all the time. It's like your MO. So this, I think, is from Lyft. It's called Priority Mode. So it sounds great, right?
I did mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry. I keep going.
Yeah. It says, turn on priority mode to stay busy. You'll have less time between rides because we'll prioritize you over other drivers when assigning rides. You'll likely to get more long rides too. So I think they think everyone's going to read the number one. And then the next one, make the most of your priority hours. You'll earn less per ride, but we'll make sure you get more rides so you earn more overall. So what they're betting on is like that it's not going to be busy so that they're going to pay less out for this guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Even though he's on priority. So
it comes down to the fact that
skip Pete again?
Someone.
Did I?
Oh my gosh. You're like jumping around like crazy all night.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did I skip Pete? Oh, so here's the problem. So Pete doesn't have a slide. And so I'm looking at XSplit and just looking at, I'm like, I'm next. Every show I do it. Thank you for calling me out. I think it's kind of hilarious.
So, Pete, I'm sorry.
But next time, just.
I wanted to know you mean something to me.
But just interrupt me after I'm done with my story, because then it kind of breaks the flow of kind of what I'm talking about.
I thought you were done.
No.
You have to wonder what's Lyft gaining in doing this?
They're paying drivers less money.
Yeah, that's it. And they're hoping that someone's going to turn this on in Allegan County.
Right.
I don't know.
Plus, if you can pay 80% of what you were paying before, you still have the same number of rides. You're just shuffling to the one driver instead of another, but that doesn't cost you any money.
Right.
Yeah, and there's always, always, always someone willing to work for less money than you.
Yeah.
No matter what, anywhere in the world, there's somebody willing to work for less than you. And that is going to piss off a lot of drivers.
Yeah.
Who already feel like they aren't getting paid enough.
Agreed.
To have someone like, oh, well, my standard of living is much less than yours, so I can get paid less.
Right.
Right.
Just as a tip, again, we always definitely do tips for new drivers. Like Uber and Lyft are always going to prioritize themselves. So, yeah, that looks like a good deal, but you need to really look, I'm distracted by John. He just gave us $1.49. Thanks, John. Have a hamburger.
$1.49, please. The $2 tip he gave us.
Yeah, I know. Can you bump that up to maybe?
Should I send him another bag of dicks?
No, we'll lose our profit. It was more than $1.49. Anyways, yeah, did you know on YouTube, if you guys can tip us a superstar sticker? Anyways, Uber and Lyft are always going to prioritize them. So while it looks good up front, read the fine print when you're going on. So Pete, go ahead. Sorry about that.
All right. So this next article is programmers say Uber Eats is systematically underpaying their workers. And so we kind of know that's already true, right? Because last week, I think it's still an issue.
It is.
The tips.
Yes. Yeah. Well, is it just that they're delayed?
Yeah. It was the tips and their...
The surge isn't
and
coming
the surge
through.
Isn't coming through.
Oh,
definitely the surge is me. Not sticking to Uber Eats drivers.
Oh, so if you drive through it, it's not sticking,
right?
Right.
Hmm.
It definitely was for me. I know that.
Well, you may.
I
have,
don't think Mom liked me saying a bag of dicks on the air.
Oh, dang it! Sorry, Wanda.
Come on. Oh my God, Sam.
Wanda, she's a grown woman.
I'll try to mute her next time when she's. I mean,
she's got a beeper.
I can only do so much. I mean, like she's runs her mouth so much. So
who's talking,
but I mean, definitely when, you may have got it because the order was in a zone. They're talking about the sticky where you drive through it. That's not sticking with them.
Then I don't
right.
know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. We should ask Gabe again. I don't know if it's still going on or not.
As of like yesterday or today, he mentioned it's still going on.
Yes, really? It is still an issue. they're apparently aware of it. Whether or not they're attempting to fix is unknown.
They're not planning on fixing it. They're aware of it.
Yeah. Right. Well, here's the stupid part, and I'm not I don't code. I don't do any of that stuff. But, I mean, if it works for rides, why can't they just flip a button and it works for Eats?
Is it working for rides?
Yes.
I don't know. No one's taking rides. Oh.
Yeah. Gabe turned it on for rides just to see, like, what would happen. And, yeah. It's working for rides. It's just not working for Eats.
I'm sure it's never as simple.
I'm wondering if it's
agreed.
It's intentional not. That they're just not paying the surge on Eats, but they're not telling us either.
Well, that sounds like a lawsuit.
Yes.
I mean, that's a
shocker.
I mean, unless they're somewhere in terms of service, they have the right to refuse a surge price.
Well, there was a time where if you had a boost, you couldn't get a surge, and the boost would only be like 10%, right, which was a fraction of the surge.
Yeah.
Maybe there's boost going on all week. There's not. Well,
they would be listed in the app, but there's not.
On the weekends, there are.
No. So all week this week has been all promotions.
Right. That's not a boost.
Well, yeah, it is. It says a 1.1 boost. It literally says boost.
Yeah. As I said, but the plus $3 is not that.
No, we're not talking about that.
Well, I was.
Oh.
I was talking
I'm
about
just going to stay out of the conversation. Me and Miguel are going to talk. He says we're not getting the surge. I'm guessing he's talking about rides. I think Miguel is taking rides.
I don't know.
So I want to show this. Crystal said that while doing DoorDash, I was sent to an abandoned house at night. Four guys came out of the behind
crazy.
The bushes. That's some scary shit. Yeah. Like, you do have to be careful with that. Always be aware of your surroundings. You pull up to a dark house.
When I was at the pizza place, we used to tell our drivers, you pull up somewhere and you get a bad feeling, don't stop.
No.
You always trust your mm-hmm. first gut instinct.
The worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to go back. You guys are going to get a phone call. The driver was there and drove off. Like, can you bring my pizza back? And
right.
But even if they return the call, it still could be something shady.
At that point, you could take a second person with you.
Yeah.
Right.
Or just do what that guy did, or the DoorDash guy did. Drop it on the corner, take a picture, and mark delivered. Come get it, bitch.
Well, Crystal said, luckily, my husband was with me. He flashed the high beams, and they ran.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely. So that's another benefit of doing delivery, right? If that's all you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, you can have somebody else next with you in the car. Yeah.
That is a cool part of that.
Yeah.
Just be the person that goes up to the door, because it is against the terms of service.
Your person up.
Your comrade. I'm struggling here.
Yeah.
Whew. It's hot in here. Sam, you're up. DoorDash adds
grocery delivery. Yes. So, yeah, DoorDash is working with, I know for sure, Walmart, and they're working on Meijer too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they are working on Meijer. They're just not there yet.
In 10 years, there's going to be zero people in the store except DoorDash, Uber.
I mean, honestly, Instacart. Even now, 75% of people in a Meijer are ship shoppers.
But well, right now with the pandemic, yeah.
But don't you guys think that, let's say once everything is done with the pandemic, I think you're going to see a much higher percentage of people shopping for you than we 100%. Had before.
Oh, yeah. There's some people who are never going back.
So many people who are just knowing it and loving it right now and are realizing the amount of money they're actually saving.
Yeah, and the hassle.
By doing it this way.
I saw Mark's comment. Yeah, I think it will definitely be reduced, but I don't think it's going to go below pre-pandemic. I totally agree.
In
the past, 15% of customers were using it, I think it'll easily be 25-30% now that will be permanent.
Right.
Yeah.
That are just never going back. They've realized how much they love not going to the store. It's fantastic.
You know, Megan and I used it for a while, and she thought it was more of a hassle to try to communicate with the customer because she felt like a couple of times they just made, even though she suggested something, they just decided to do something else, and she got frustrated. It's like, I'm just going to do it myself because I'm very picky. I need the exact stuff.
If you are very particular, that definitely doesn't help.
No, she just, for us three, the rest of the family, we're pretty easy, but she eats healthier, and so she has.
And sometimes you just want certain brands.
Yeah.
And well, the other problem, too, is that, especially right now, there's so many people that don't have regular jobs.
Yeah.
So they're doing Instacart and Shipt, and they don't
know what they're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they don't know what they're doing.
And they don't care. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah. I mean, I will just not get you something if I am not like positive it is a good substitution if you won't answer me. Like if it's a slightly different quantity, but it's the same item, fine.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
But if it's not the same item and the Meijer brand isn't like identical, right. You're not getting a substitution. You're just not going to get anything because I don't want to spend your money and get you something you're not going to eat.
Well, and here's the thing too. Megan plans all these meals out. If they don't bring something and let's say they had it, but they screwed up, she got to go back to the store. So she's like, screw it. I might as well just go because, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I don't care, but I don't do the cooking.
If you're going to have to go back anyway, sometimes it's easier. But at the same time, if you do have to go back, you have to grab like 3 things. You can be in and out in 10 minutes.
I know. We're so bougie. We used to live in the country and we were 20 minutes away from a Meijer. What,
in Allegan?
And yeah, we are actually. You just subscribed to the show, John? Seriously? We've been friends for like 2 years. We lived in Allegan. Ding, 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 ding. And
couldn't tell by the beard.
Yeah, right. Now we're like a mile from a Meijer, and I'm like, I gotta go back. I don't want to go get ice cream. It's too far away.
You got, you got the good Meijer, too.
Yeah.
The Rockford Meijer is fantastic. No.
I haven't been to that Meijer, the 28th of Cascade, best one. Megan went there to, I forgot my wallet one time, and she had so I could, you know, buy the groceries for a strip shopper. She's like, walking around, so nice. This is beautiful in here. I might drive out here just to grocery. Yeah.
But, no, it's just, sometimes you don't want to walk through a Meijer. It's a big store, which is great because the variety. But when you just need something, especially from the freezer section that is often in the back of the store, it's just too much work to go get the ice cream. I know.
And shipped can get expensive. Like, I tip well. So by the time you add
the upcharge, the tip, the fees.
Right. I mean, it just, you know.
I do like now that Meijer is actually getting away from shipped a little bit, that you can do everything.
Target bottom.
Yeah, and they're doing everything. You can do it now through Meijer website. No upcharges. You can use your M perks. You can use coupons.
Yeah, it's almost,
and it's $10.
What? Unless you want to do just go and pick them up yourself.
Pickup is $5.
Yeah, I know.
Which is
$5 to pick it up, and someone's going to shop for me, and then
I know.
But there is no substitutions, no communication. If they don't have it, they don't have it.
Okay.
That is the only downside. Yeah, that is the only downside, is that Meijer employee is not going to communicate with you. They don't even have a phone. They have a little device. I've seen them shopping. Right. They do 6 orders at a time.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm getting stressed out just thinking about it.
I'm watching these ladies. I'm like, oh my God.
Well, speaking of expenses being expensive, our Patreon is not expensive.
It's not.
It's only $5 a month.
It's only $10 a month.
Yeah. I need to change these tiers. Like, I feel like the $5 a month should be like you get the audio, but the $10 a month, you get the audio and the video when we do a podcast. I don't know. I feel like
that logo is gone too, by the way.
I know. It's bullshit. I'm so pissed at XSplit. It's not operator error. Mark, shut the hell up.
So he says.
So go to patreon.com, the Gig Econ podcast. That's patreon.com/the Gig Econ podcast. You get an extra podcast a month, which we sometimes have people on. Sometimes we just bullshit about, you know, a certain topic. You also get before the show that you usually need to edit on occasion because of things that were said.
And you get swag.
What's up?
You get swag.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Swag. Janet.
You said swear Eric.
That's what I thought you said, too.
I was like, what's swear Eric?
Who the hell's Eric?
I said swag.
Yeah, if you go to patreon.com/gigaconpodcast.
Did you send the hat to Janet?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I did send the hat to Janet. So,
surprise. Did you actually send it to New Zealand?
Yeah. So I look online, and for $15, no tracking, no ETA, you can ship internationally if it's a certain.
They attach it to a pigeon or something?
I don't know.
The post office?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's probably the cheapest way to go.
Yeah. It was like $15.25. And I filled out a customs form and said it was stickers and a hat. And I'm like, do you have approximate ETA? They're like, no. If it gets there, you're effing lucky. That's basically what I think they said. So Janet said her and what's the other guy from New Zealand? Rob said that they were going to like play side bets when it was going to show up. So.
If they have it 3 months from now, they're doing a better job than Lyft on delivery. So
I got there's a story that goes for that. So Janet actually ordered a new dash cam.
From Amazon, right?
From Amazon. She ordered the one we all recommend. Mm-hmm. She had it in 10 days.
That's amazing.
It was brilliant. She said, I can't, I mean, it was.
Did it come from the States?
Well, who knows where it came from?
Well, if it came from the States, that's more impressive. If it came for somewhere in Europe.
She ordered
or
it at
Asia.
Amazon.com, right? So that's, yeah, because that's what she has down there. But yeah, that was, and she still ended up saving.
I feel like some they must have crazy distribution amount centers in Australia.
Yeah, you would think.
Maybe, but it was much cheaper where she ordered it than from, she had a local distributor of the same camera. And he wanted almost 250 New Zealand dollars more than what she
like
paid
for. Like a used
for
one?
No, brand new.
Oh, really?
$250, yeah. So double the price?
New Zealand dollars more. So she was paying 440 New Zealand dollars for it or something like that.
So 50%
this,
more.
This other guy wanted 770 or something. It was pretty crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was a lot of money she saved, something like that.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be like 350 for us to buy it, and that is insane.
Right.
Janet says she saved $200, and yeah, and it came from the U.S. So
that's
yeah.
crazy in 10 days from the U.S. It came via air. It didn't go
something,
on a boat.
Yeah.
Too bad you couldn't just put the hat right in the package with the camera.
I know it's gonna be. I told her. I said, Janet, if you get it before Christmas, I will be pleasantly surprised. And she laughed. So, Crystal, sounds like the Wish app. Yeah, let's get the
Wish
weirdest.
Is worst.
Yes. It's the weirdest shit
it's
on there.
So
like,
weird.
Like
I this. Didn't send. Oh, I have a picture to send you after this
oh,
from the
boy.
Wish app.
I can't complain too much. I bought my microphone stand from Wish.
Yeah.
Just like this. I bought my pop filter. It came in like, I don't know, 2 weeks, but I've had it for 4 years, 5 years, and still working.
Sounds
really?
Like you got lucky.
Yeah.
We're going to skip the next two, Pete and mine. We're going to jump into Sam's and then do tip time and wrap up because we're at an hour 24. So this is kind of a hopefully it turned out well. So
the 911 one?
Correct.
Yeah. So update. I called 911. Thanks, everyone.
Well, you should have read the story
yeah,
and then the
yes,
other.
Yes, whatever. I'm reading it in order. They'll
you
figure
want to
drink
another whiskey?
Yes, actually. That would be fantastic. I just had a delivery where I knocked and called for 15 to 20 minutes. The door was propped open and I could hear a baby crying the entire time. I haven't heard from the customer in over an hour. Shipt advised me to return the alcohol, but I'm concerned about the baby and the customer. Non-emergency is closed. What should I do? I mean, which of course the whole opinion for everybody is it's great. You call the cops. You got to call the police. You don't know what's happening. Maybe mom's passed out and the baby needs attention. Who knows?
I want to know what the follow up on this
yeah,
is.
I doubt.
Do you think
she
that this is
knew.
True though?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Let's reach out to Ashley. She's from Grand Rapids. Maybe
because
she'll come on the podcast.
Can't you not return alcohol in Michigan?
Okay, well, so they will always advise you to return it, and then you'll get to the store, and you have to have them tell you we can't accept it, and then you get to keep it.
Oh, yeah, you got to okay. go through the process.
You do.
Okay.
So yes, I mean Instacart is like I informed them this is illegal in Michigan. Oh, okay. That's fine. But then they're going to keep telling me to do it. Like, they know. But,
right.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it could be any number of things. But, yeah, if I walked up on the same situation and the door was open like that, in all honesty, I probably would have pushed it open more, at least kind of looked. I wouldn't have gone in, but I would have looked.
Oh, yeah. If I would have yelled, I would have said, hello, or is everyone okay? And if the baby kept crying and yeah. I call, and if I had been calling for 15 or 20 minutes and I still getting no response, I'm calling the cops.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, usually I don't call. I don't talk to anybody. I drop the groceries. I knock. I send a text and I leave.
But if the door was propped
right.
open, you heard
that
a screaming
would be,
kid.
That would be a
like,
concern to me if the door was propped open.
Right.
But that it's good for her to be aware. I'm glad she called 911. I'm just curious at what happened if the mom was like passed out or whatever. So what are you shaking your head about?
No, nothing. Keep going.
What do you mean keep going?
I read the comments on the on the lineup, okay? Just keep going.
Oh, the chat?
No,
the comments on
the
lineup.
Document.
Oh, but the chat and the document.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, you're just reading that now?
Well, I'm following along with all my screen. There's too many things to
anyways,
keep track of.
Crystal says Grubhub now delivers alcohol. They do? Maybe not here, although I can't. I've only worked twice in the
I'm
last
I'm really hoping
month.
That the Drizzly app comes here soon.
The what?
Drizzly. It's an alcohol delivery service. That's all they do.
Isn't that how wasn't that how Postmates started out, though?
I'm not sure. I feel like that's a loss. Like, I feel like that's such a dangerous thing, delivering alcohol. I mean, I guess they're not on the road, so that's good. But the fact that you may end up giving alcohol.
Well, it's just like Instacart. You just scan their license.
That's true. I don't know.
Well, on Shipt, though, you don't. Shipt expects you to ID, but they don't verify that you ID.
Yeah, you do. You have to scan.
I have never once scanned an ID.
It literally says you need to scan the ID before you continue.
It's never made me. Never once.
It must be a glitch or something.
Yeah, I've delivered alcohol 3 or 4 times and through Shipt, and it has never prompted me to scan an ID.
That's crazy.
Which I thought was insane, because on Instacart,
because then it covers your ass. When you scan it, they're like, oh, okay, this whatever she scanned is good to go. We're not going to sue her.
Yeah, it was very weird that I didn't have to. I'm like, okay, whatever. I mean, I'm checking it, so I know I'm doing it right.
Yeah.
Crystal, where did you pick up the alcohol from? Through Grubhub.
Yeah, that's interesting.
She said yesterday was the first time. So.
Yeah. But yeah, no, Drizzly is just an alcohol delivery service. It's all they do. And
I've never even heard of it.
Jason's still waiting for, was it Go Joy or Joy?
The Go-Go Puff.
Go-Go Puff, bring me delicious snacks.
Yeah, I was trying to see if my app.
Is that like weed and then snacks?
it's delivery service for stoners, yes.
Can you imagine when weed starts getting delivered regularly in Grand Rapids? Like, it's just going to be like us Scrooge McDuck and the money.
Nobody's going to be leaving the house.
We'll be delivering food and alcohol and weed. And like,
well, just think, like, I feel like we'd make a lot more money.
Weed? Make a lot more money?
I see what you did there.
I mean, not even if we didn't do the actual alcohol or the pot delivery, but we just continued doing food delivery, there'd be more of it, I think.
Just go up to them again. You never tipped me. Oh, okay, here. You never tipped me. Oh, here.
Well, that happens with alcohol all the time. They start throwing cash at you.
Red Robin. I didn't realize that Red Robin was packaging cocktails.
Well, so, like, yes, there was a legislative rule that just recently passed that bars can do that now. Yeah. They can have prepackaged cocktails.
Yeah, you can get Stella Punch in a can.
Well, no, this is... Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder what they delivered from Red Robin, though. Like,
they just have to can it there. It's not that hard.
Oh, they just can it?
Yeah. You can get like a single can machine that just, like, you can one beverage at a time.
Really?
Yeah. You buy the can, you buy the lid.
Kind of sounds cool. I don't know why.
Yeah, the thing just presses the lid on there once you fill it up. We used it at the cider mill.
Hmm.
And off it goes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, going to jump into... Oh, that was lame. It was so quiet. I have to do it again. Now, why does that picture show up? Let's see. There we go.
Because it wasn't operator error.
Shut up. So we don't have a picture for tip time tonight, but basically our tip for you is, and this we've brought this up before. Broughten? Yeah. That's not it.
Brought this up before.
Is big always boy. Make sure. Big boy. I did that last night on your stream. Did you forget to flip over? And is that? Yeah, I knew it. I was
literally
like, yes,
always
I got him,
do.
I got him. Okay, sorry. So no one knows what I'm talking about.
Always bring an insulated bag.
Yes.
For your hot food, cold food, groceries. I have a cooler in my trunk for groceries to keep frozen food. Actually, frozen during delivery.
See, the cooler, that's really nice. Especially this summer has been
so hot. Yeah, two giant ice packs. Yeah, even an insulated bag is not keeping popsicles frozen.
Not in the summer.
But I have two very good ice packs in the cooler. I put all my frozen stuff in there.
Yeah.
And it helps me separate orders sometimes. If I have two orders, I sometimes put the whole second order in the cooler. Yeah. And
didn't you forget one, though?
Yes.
Well, yes, we're all not big boys. Sometimes it happens.
See, Pete's not a big boy either, because he's not even brave enough to try doing a double order.
No.
It's stressful. So, it's I can recommend if you're going to take a double order, you take the second one, be like 10 items, so you can't mess it up.
It's easier at Aldi's and at Costco to do double orders. It's harder at Meijer.
It's Aldi.
It really
it's so funny to me that you said Aldi's. But you said singular Meijer.
Yeah.
Everybody says Meijers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I cringe in my underwear when I hear Meijers.
I don't like that.
But you said Aldi's.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. All right. Tip time shenanigans. This makes me sick to my stomach, this picture. So for the podcast listeners, it's basically the guy says, so how do you guys clean your ravioli holders? Asking for a friend. And this guy, there's a picture of he put ravioli in his cup holder in his car.
Room temperature.
Well, we don't
know. Listen, I'm not.
It came directly
out of the can. room temperature ravioli straight from the can.
That's disgusting.
We can't be friends. Like, you're no. out. Like, you we were peanut butter brothers. And,
jelly is
and now we're That's ravioli foul. Divorcees. Like, get the hell out of here. But yeah, so for the, like I said, for the podcast listeners, you can imagine ravioli in a cup holder, and that car's not clean.
So that's
gross AF. Gross.
Next up. Jesper is blank. He doesn't have anything.
What is going on? It probably won't even show up. 3, 2, 1. Let's see.
I didn't have any this week.
No. Yeah, you did. It's right there. Anyways, I added the freaking picture. Gosh, I need to. It sounds like everyone that complains needs to step up and help. That's what I'm hearing for you. You guys want to help me load these pictures.
Of course.
What? Anyways, Jesper says, effing nasty Uber, each driver, no mask and picking his ass. And I don't know. Like, there's 160 comments. I don't even know if this is even true. It doesn't show anything that's an Uber Eats driver, but he does have his hand in his ass. So, here's a tip to B. Please don't put your hands in your ass when you're delivering Uber Eats. Everyone's taking a picture of you all the time.
You know, I remember reading this now. The people were commenting, well, at least he already dropped it off. He might
I mean, sometimes.
He might have stopped in the car to pee his hands.
Sometimes I got an itchy butthole, like, and I got to itch it.
Just don't also pee in the Gatorade bottle when you're on the way to a delivery.
Okay. I mean, I have hand sanitizer. Like, I would never do that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, but, he's got a special thing on the order from Wish. I sent it to him a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that I'm not doing all that. I don't have time to put a contraption on.
I feel like we should get you one of those like bottles that like people in hospital beds use.
Yeah, but I can't hide it. Like, it's too big. I can't like put it in my door so the Mr. Cleaning guys can take it out. I'm done.
So Crystal wants us to kind of advocate to McDonald's not to sell ice cream cones delivery.
Can here's you a
imagine,
tip.
Like,
don't pick up ice cream cones anymore.
People drink your drinks. Can you imagine, like, your driver, like,
yeah, they're going to eat your ice cream cone and probably just say that McDonald's didn't give it to them and call it good.
I would feel so guilty doing that. I would never do that. I would never steal someone's food.
There are people nice who I
do a little
sure.
lick. Just a tip. Just a tip off the top.
I'm sure there are people who justify it by, they're getting a refund. Who cares? But that's not okay.
It's so, like, no, I don't know. Maybe not, because I would be absolutely devastated if someone ate my food. Like, it's just. What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Too. Sorry. You threw me off there. All right, Pete, you're up. I got to sneeze.
Whew. So the next one's from DoorDash Group, and it says, reason for decline. Not today, Satan. It was 6 items for 6.6 miles, and the total was $6.66.
I mean, that's not Photoshop. That legit happened.
That's legit.
What? I would not take that either.
Very uncomfortable or unusual.
It's
got to
be Photoshop.
No way.
That could totally happen.
That could totally happen.
But not 6 items, 6.6 miles.
Yes.
Why not?
I get orders like that for
Although,
groceries.
Wait a minute.
It's totally Photoshop.
Hold on.
Yeah, it might be Photoshop.
Hold on. I think it might be because A.
Right, exactly.
Why do you think it is?
Because there's like a little black spot.
Little black spot right by the price.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's Photoshop.
Oh, just play along
but
for
again.
One.
Not today, Satan.
But
not today,
that's something that could totally happen to me on Instacart because they lay it out, the price,
right,
the miles, and the number of units. So it could very well happen.
It could, but yes, we're ruining our fun. Son of a bitch. All right. This last one. Who's this? Oh, this is Sam.
Yeah, which one did you want?
Oh, sorry.
There's two here.
Yeah. The Asian gentleman.
Oh, do you ever try to log in while you're on the John so you can use some toilet paper as a mask or a verification photo?
Oh my God, did you see his name?
Asking for a friend.
Hung Lo Wang.
It's okay. A joke. It's
I didn't even get that. And you had to ask which one we wanted to use? Wait a minute. So how would you say it? Hung Lo Wang?
Yeah.
Hung Lo Wang. So is Wang hangs low?
Yes. It's a big dick joke.
I get it, but I don't think it's that funny.
Dick jokes are always funny.
They are funny, but I don't think that one's that funny. It doesn't Hung Lo Wang. It needs to be like
it's
Big Low something.
No, then it wouldn't sound like fake Asian enough and be incredibly racist.
That's true.
That was the
That's
point.
That's not racist, apparently.
It is, but.
Yes, oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Well, y'all, I think Jesper farted in here.
I did not.
Somebody moved and someone snuck one out.
Sam. Thank you, Sam.
No, you're the one. You guys both shuffled.
It was me.
I was dying because I looked at the name and I was like, oh, my God.
You know what? I am such an idiot. I did not see that when I just thought the toilet paper as a mask was funny.
Sam said she's done, too.
Yeah, everyone's pushed their mic back. So, yeah, guys, thank you so much for joining us tonight. That was very loud. I forgot to put my end music. But thank you for our new sponsor, Oiluber. And
look them up on Facebook and friend them.
Yeah, please follow them. Yeah, or like them. I don't ever know what to say, follow or like. But we appreciate
Both.
Them. Yeah,
follow and like.
Yep. And this was fun. I have to pee real bad, and I laughed a lot, and that's super important.
Remember, if you have a broken car, take it to Irvine's.
Yep, or maintenance and all that stuff. So, yep. Shut up, Mark. I'm banning your ass. That's it. Look at Jason trying to blame everyone else. What does it say? What does he say? Whoever smelt it, dealt it.
Right.
Yeah, Mark's great. I love his commentary. We didn't have any trollers tonight.
No,
so.
It was good. It was a good show.
Yeah.
Thanks for the comment, Oiluber.
Yep. Thank you very much. And we'll see you in a
couple
weeks.
And thanks for your support.
Bye.